I love dangerous, risky sex. Like sex in public. Some place where you shouldn't be at all, let alone where you shouldn't be fucking. The risk of getting caught, outed, watched, can be so thrilling and exciting. Well, a little bit ago, I went on a blind date with this guy named Chris. Okay, it wasn't a date, more of a let's meet, and if you're not a psycho, let's fuck type of date. You know, the best kind. I have this erotic stranger fantasy, and Chris was more than willing to indulge. He picked the bar where we would meet. Think an upscale luxury whiskey bar. Leather, cigarettes, and testosterone everywhere. A guy's bar. It was happy hour time, and the bar was full of men in their power suits, probably closing some business deal or something. But when I walked in, I could feel all the attention turn towards me. I was wearing a sexy red dress. The top was low-cut enough to show my tits off, and the bottom, just long enough to cover my ass, and not much else. Pair that with sky-high stilettos. I was dressed to impress. And fuck. I arrived at the bar early, as I usually do, and found a seat on the short end of an L-shaped bar. The wall was to my back, and I was in this little nook in the corner. After I got my drink, I could feel the stares of men looking at me, and I wondered if any of these guys was Chris. I really had no way of knowing other than a secret code we had agreed to beforehand that he would use to reveal himself. Well, a few guys approached me, introduced themselves. No, but they weren't Chris. They weren't confident or dominant enough. The man I'd been chatting with had this intensity to him, this pure dominant feature that was very appealing. These men at the bar, no, they were timid, unsure, reluctant. I'd politely chit-chat with them for the small chance I was wrong and one of them was actually Chris, but no luck. I ordered my second drink when this man arrived and approached me. He was different from the others. He immediately began flirting, hit on me, in this confident, macho, bravado manner. And in my mind, there was no doubt that this man was Chris, but he didn't use the password to confirm it. In a way, it made things more erotic for me. Really, I didn't care. I was getting fucked tonight by Chris or this guy, if he wasn't Chris, or whoever else would have me. After a little bit, Chris told me to stand up. As I did, his height still towered over me, even in my sky-high heels. We looked at each other, and with one hand he pulled me in, pressing my body against his. With his other hand, he started playing with my short skirt, lifting, revealing, groping. Good Lord, he had so much confidence, so much aggressiveness. It was such a bloody turn-on. That's when Chris did the most erotic, brazen, dangerous thing. With his hands, he had motioned and twisted my body, so my back was now towards him. I took his cue and followed his leadership. And that's when he nudged me closer to the bar, pressing my stomach against it. Chris was directly behind me now, his hands discreetly up my skirt, exploring my ass, and I was so turned on, arching my back, sticking my ass out a bit to make it easier for him. All the while I was looking at the other bar patrons who were oblivious as to what was happening in this little nook of the bar. And that's when I felt something tap the inside of my heels. Chris had placed his foot in between my heels and was tapping them, instructing me to spread my legs. I looked over my shoulder back at him, and I could see the most primal, hedonistic look on his face. It was surreal how sexual he was. Of course, I obeyed him. My left leg stepped a couple inches to the left, my right leg a couple inches to the right. But I felt more taps, so I spread them a bit wider and wider. I was very careful not to draw too much attention with my sexual pose. And then Chris lifted up my skirt, revealing my ass to him. He came up behind me, I could feel his rock-hard cock through his trousers. His arm was wrapped around my waist, partially holding me, partially hugging me, and I slowly backed myself up and started grinding on his cock, a standing lap dance in a way. Since we were on the short end of the L-shaped bar, the bar itself blocked the view of the other patrons. So then Chris reached down and slowly pulled my thong off, letting it fall to my ankles. He felt my pussy, practically salivating from these last few moments. I was ready for him. The bar was loud and somewhat busy, but to this day, I swear I could hear his trouser zipper unzip. By this point, I was facing forward, my elbows on the bar, legs spread, thong wrapped around my ankles. Chris, this stranger that I'd only started speaking with minutes beforehand, was behind me. My skirt was lifted, his cock head at my pussy, ready to push in. I turned my head around to look back as he pressed himself inside of me. Fuck. This was fucking amazing. He pushed in, sliding all of himself inside. God, I couldn't fucking handle it. I faced forward, bewildered at what was going on. I had this guy's dick inside of me in the middle of a damn bar. And that's when Chris leaned over, moved my hair away from my ear, and whispered to me that he was going to fuck my brains out right there. Over the next several minutes, Chris did just that. We never moved from that initial standing doggy position. His speed and tempo wasn't like a jackhammer. That would have attracted too much attention. No, he was more deliberate, methodical, intense. With each thrust, Chris reaffirmed his dominance over me. I just remember being so incredibly hot, like this intense wave of heat had come over me. And I'll be honest, I tried my best to be discreet, but I'm sure I didn't do a great job. I mean, a lot of the other bar patrons were oblivious, concentrating on their conversations or phones, but there were certainly those who saw me with this flushed, gasping type of face. I didn't scream or gasp too loudly, but in those moments, an observant patron could see the motions, my position, my face, and could probably piece it all together. Chris fucked me for a little bit, but for me it felt like it lasted forever. When he came, he buried his cock as deep as he could and just unloaded his cum inside of me. I was gripping the bar for dear life, trying not to make a scene. Honestly, I was glad it was over. I didn't know how much longer I could last, being so quiet, so docile. I could feel him pulsing inside as I started to get my bearings. There were certainly a few patrons who knew what was going on, but the bartender was so busy with work he didn't notice. Or if he did, he didn't care. Chris finally began to step away as he slipped out. When I turned around, he was already fixing himself up. He bent down to grab my thong and simply handed it to me, as casually as if I'd just dropped my lipstick. After a few moments to catch our breaths, we just looked at each other with this, "Holy fuck, look." That's when I spoke and asked Chris to reveal himself with the password we agreed to beforehand. But he didn't say a word. He just smirked, so put some cash on the bar to pay his drink, and walked away. Walked out of the bar, without acknowledging or confirming. I'm sure I had this dumbfounded look on my face. As I shoved my thong in my purse, took a last sip of wine, and walked out of the bar, I walked right past the same patrons who saw everything. I never did find out if my stranger was really Chris. Afterwards, I tried to get in touch with him, but got no replies. Maybe it was Chris. Or maybe just some random guy who saw an opportunity. But regardless, I walked into that bar looking to get fucked. And I did.